96.3 WHUR, it's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, the polls are closed. It is Wednesday, March 4th. Of course, yesterday was Super Tuesday, and former Vice President Joe Biden, he is the big-time winner. He won 10 out of the 14 states, including Virginia, which is like solidly blue at this point.
Are we clapping for that?
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. Go ahead, Uncle Joe.
Michael Bloomberg has suspended his campaign.
He's out. Uh-oh.
So, of course, we'll have much more on this with our girl April Ryan exclusively with the White House report. But you know what, Joe Biden, what you cannot say is that he does not have that boy Biden joy. Like Black Girl Magic, he's got some Biden magic because I don't know how this all happened, but everybody's behind him. So
who did you think
we'll
was going
to April?
You thought Bernie had a shot?
I thought that Bernie Sanders did.
Because he won Vermont, and people were like, yeah. And a lot of people were saying it was rigged. I don't believe that. Go ahead. What are you thinking? Go ahead.
I don't know. It was very strange. Well, okay. It was very. And Elizabeth Warren lost to her home state of Massachusetts. Like, nobody voted for you, Elizabeth Warren. What's happening?
Yeah, and I think Bernie will say that the system wanted Joe to win, and it did. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Rigged or not, it did, and it all came together. Mm-hmm. So I think definitely the system felt much more comfortable with Joe. Mm-hmm.
I just, again, this whole thing,
the whole time they keep saying Joe can beat Trump, to me, that never was as clear as they say. But they're talking about getting Ohio, getting Pittsburgh, getting the key states. Mm-hmm. Then, okay, the key states, I got you. And it showed it, though.
We'll talk to April about it. I don't get it. Okay. Anyway, call in if you get it. So, coronavirus. I got a roundup because now it's at that point, right? 93,000 infected globally, 3,200 fatalities, 9 deaths in the U.S. Here's some really, really scary sort of head-scratcher things. An Amazon worker at Seattle, Washington, has reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus. Went home feeling sick last Tuesday, back to work.
Wait a minute. I got an Amazon
Don't obsess about it. I'm a Prime member, too.
Packages every day, baby. Yeah.
And weirdly, Apple's co-founder, Steve Wozniak, thinks that he and his wife might be patient 0 and, I guess, 0.1 because they took a picture with a person from where it originated, Wuhan, China. When they got back to the States, they were sick.
Well, don't worry about him. Know. He ain't even allowed in the building, so he's fine.
What? Is that okay?
Oh, my God.
Right. He's not touching nothing.
But that Amazon thing really got me, though.
I'm trying not to
Did you find out where he worked at?
Don't worry about it.
Seattle headquarters. I don't know if he was on the assembly line.
I think he was in the call center.
We got boxes coming to the house every day.
Okay.
He was in the call center.
Delivered by strange people in strange vans every day.
He was in the call center. That's what I'm saying.
Let's just say a prayer over that.
No, he was not. They were not walking down the call center. It was a warehouse.
No, he wasn't. Okay.
Have you guys seen these Target ads? It's the Founders We Believe In ads highlighting, black business. What it looks like small business, right? So this woman named B. Dixon, her commercial is running. She has the Honey Pot line of feminine products. Well, she has an amazing commercial, but the hate and the dragging that she has received is it's just despicable, in my opinion. But here's a little bit of the commercial that's got people mad.
The reason why it's so important for Honey Pot to do well is so the next Black girl that comes up with a great idea, she could have a better opportunity. That means a lot to me.
What about all girls?
Look, that's exactly
what about all girls? Why does it gotta be Black girls?
What people are saying, they're claiming reverse racism. People went on to the whole website and Target's page. They said it was discriminatory against white people in the commercial, calling for a boycott of Honey Pot and Target, calling it totally racist and inappropriate. These are some of the comments. Guess what? Target says we are sticking by this brand, and here's the kicker: sales have surged since this happened. But it is interesting. Like, I want to know, why do people get so upset when you say, black girl, anything with black in it?
Right.
It just rubs
because
people
you can
the wrong
say,
way.
You can
it's
say,
incredible.
You can say little Italy. You can say Chinatown. But if we say...
Right. And I say it all the time. I say I want, of course, anybody to turn on TV and say, okay, she's doing what she's doing. I can do it. But if it inspires one little Black girl who looked like me when I was 7 years old to do it, look, I'm here for it. So let's get dragged together. How about that?
Right.
But what do you think about it? I could not believe it. I was really disappointed of where we are in 2020. Call me 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.